Sveiki visi, mano vardas Paulius Ambrazevičius ir aš labai džiaugiuosi galėdamas prisijungti prie Žaliai Baltų šeimos ir Žalgirio TV kanalo. Nuo šiol aš karts nuo karto kalbinsiu Vilniaus Žalgirio žaidžiančius užsienio žaidėjus ir šiandieną pirmoji šito ciklo laida, kurioje kalbinsiu rezultatyviausią praėjusią sezoną, 2020 metų sezono A lygos futbolininką ir be abejo kartu ir lygos čempioną. Pirmas kartas jam apskritai, kai jis laimėjo kokią nors lygą. Su manim šiandieną kalbėsis Ugo Videmonas.
Let's start with the 2020 season, which is, well, was it the most successful in your career? Because you became the top scorer and you also won the league. Was it the best season for you personally and the team, the last one?
100%. First because it's my first title, like a league title, so it's amazing. So yeah, we cannot compare to, if you win something, if you, especially the league, you cannot compare to another season. So it will be the best season, of course. And also, like you said, personally, I became best scorer. So in the both way, with the team and personally. So yes, of course, was the best.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been a top scorer, at least like in a team or in the league or somewhere else?
No, you know, before I was making more assists, more playing for the team, and I was, but you know, also I was playing, you know, more to stay on the league than to win the league, more to
So the teams, like the team goals were different.
Yes. So now we play for, since I'm in Žalgiris, we play for attack, you know, we score a lot of goals. Before was different because we didn't have too much the ball and we need more to defend. So it's totally different.
So were you disappointed when you didn't win against Panevėžys in the Super Cup? Which has happened quite recently, so and it was also kind of a title game.
Of course, but every time you lose one game, you are feeling very bad. You don't sleep. Don't matter the game, even if it's league game or against a small team or strong team, it's the same. You have this feeling. Okay, now of course it's a Super Cup, so it's even more important. So yes, if you ask me if I slept good these 2-3 days after the game, no, of course, like everybody. So, but we are good after against Bonga, and this is the most important. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know, it's back in the league, and that was important, not to become too fixated on that result and think too much of that result and to lose like this league game or so.
Yes, I was telling this before. What is the difference between normal team and good team? Good team, every time when they lose one game, they need to react, and they react straight. After the next game, they are ready to fight. And we show that we are ready to fight. So this is the most important when you are, especially when you are Žalgiris.
Yeah, it's like the biggest team. In
of course, of course.
The biggest football team. So I wanted to talk today about your career, your whole career, because you've played France, Poland, Belgium, now Lithuania. So I want to start with your childhood and how you started all this football stuff. I've read that you were born in Marseille, but you started your footballing career and you started playing football, was it in Clermont, yeah?
Yes.
How did this happen? Why did you...
When you was a kid, we needed to move in Clermont. This is for a reason of my mom was working, and she needed to leave Marseille to work in another city. So that's why I came there, and I grew up there, and I play straight in Clermont. I make all my school, and I became professional in this city.
How old were you when you moved from Marseille to...
Oh, this I don't know exactly. Just I can tell you that I started football at 6, and I was in Clermont.
So it was so yes, yeah, yes, it yes, was quite. Yes. So do you have any like ties or relations with Marseille now? Like,
of course,
do you support Olympique or?
Of course, I was my cousins from Marseille. My brother now live in Marseille. Every time when I have holidays, I go in Marseille because. This is
It's next to the sea.
It's on the sea.
It's a port. Yeah.
So I don't go in Clermont now. I don't have nobody there. I don't have my family. My family is between Corsica and Marseille. So no, Clermont. I was in Clermont because my parents moved there to work. But if I need to have one city who is connective, really, it's Marseille.
So, are you a fan of Olympique?
This is not a question.
This is not a question.
Of course. It's a religion.
Yeah. Were you cheering against PSG when they played Bayern Munich in Champions League?
Of course. If I could give everything to make lose Paris, I will make.
It's even like this?
Yes. And so it's difficult for some players to say the truth or to say, oh, it's French team, so I will support them. No. Not, I don't give. I don't want to say. I don't give a shit.
I don't know what you do. Yeah.
I don't care. Paris. If I can support to go to Bayern Munich to support them, I will go in Munich to support Munich. I'm happy when Paris lose, of course.
I think this part of our interview will be very interesting and very nice, and the people from Pietų 4 will like it because that's the fan, the ultra mentality. Because you're supporting your team.
You know, I'm from family support. My brother every time is subscribing to Vélodrome to Marseille. Mm-hmm. If I will not be a football player, I will go also to every time to the game in Marseille. For me, one supporter has same importance than the player. Without supporter, football is nothing, especially in this moment. With Corona, with this quarantine, with everything, it's not the same flavor, you know. It's mm-hmm. not the same taste. It's really shit. And no, I don't have a problem to say the truth.
Nice. Well, I like that you're really open about this, you know. So you told me that you started playing when you were 6, yeah?
Yes.
Who was your footballing heroes when you were growing up?
Zidane? Of course, because he's French, he's an offensive player, and from what to play.
Oh yeah, and of course, I think when you were 5.
I was 5, I think they won the World Cup.
Yeah, and they won the European Cup like 2 years
later. Yes, in a row.
So did it have a big influence on you, that team?
You know, this has influence on me, but even if I just born when Marseille won the Champions League, because I born in 93 and they won also in 93. Mm-hmm. But I think this has biggest impact on me. Maybe on my parents or on my brother because he's older than me. Mm-hmm. Of course, friends, when they won, everybody received this impact. But I'm more this player who has impact by the club than by maybe the nation, to be honest.
So your like club is more important.
Of course, when France won the World Cup in 2018, I was so happy. But I cannot compare if now Marseille won the Champions League.
Ah, okay, that's a very interesting point of view. So, how was Clermont for you? You started playing there when you were 6, so you kind of went through this whole youth team.
Exactly. I made all my school in Clermont from 6 until 18 when I signed my first professional contract. And I played in professional there, I think, 2-3 years, maybe 4 years. From 18 until 22, something like this. Mm-hmm. So, of course, this is a very important club for me.
So, do you remember the moment when you've learned that you're going to have a professional contract
yes.
in Clermont? How was it? What did you feel that time?
I received a lot of offers from other clubs, from big clubs in France, from First League, mm-hmm. and Clermont didn't want to let me go.
Can you tell the names of those other clubs?
I was leaving for Nantes, FC Nantes, Football Club Nantes. I was really thinking to go there, and finally the president of Clermont called my mom and spoke me about a contract that Clermont could give me and was really top for us. So when we know this contract, we stay in Clermont.
But you played in in the second league, yeah?
Yes.
Ligue 2.
Ligue 2. Yes.
I don't know French.
It's 1-2. It's a 1-2. So 2 is 2.
Ah,
so
Ligue 2. Ligue 2. How was it for you? Did you play a lot? How did you feel playing for Clermont and etc.?
Yes, I play a lot straight. I think I have something like 65 games in second league in Clermont and mm-hmm. something like 65 also in Ajaccio. And in Clermont was amazing feeling because I make, like I told you, all my classes there. So when I was kid and I go to stadium to see the real professional football player, was a dream for me to go on this pitch. And the first time I remember the first time when I go on the field, I was laughing too much. I swear, when I make the warm up with the team, I was laughing. And some players told me, "What you have? Why you are smiling like this?" I say, "You cannot understand. For me, it's like happiness to work on this guys."
Did you see any like classmates in the audience when you were playing?
I receive a lot of messages. I have also my family who was in the stand, my friends. So it was really particular.
Yeah, I think that's a great feeling.
The best feeling, because you still didn't achieve a lot of things, but you make one step in front, and this is.
I believe that in France, there are a lot of children who play football, and only like minority of them become professionals. So it's still
everybody play football in France. Everybody in the school, everybody want to become professional football player. When you ask, when the teacher in school ask what you want to make when you will be adult, I think 95% of child say I want to become football player. So it's even more difficult.
So you started talking a bit about school. How was you as a student in school? Were you one of those
perfect
good ones? Perfect. You were So I'll just put it this way. Were you a good student, or were you thinking that you're going to succeed in football?
I was respectful. I had respect because I have this education from my parents. So this is not a problem about this. But I was not a crack. I was not very good in school. I had my back, but I couldn't make a big school like mathematics or chemistry. I don't know. This is not for me. Better give me a ball than a paper.
Yeah, it's good. So, but you left Clermont for Ajaccio in January 2015. And was during the winter transfer window. Why did you choose to leave, or what happened? What happened there? Why did you change teams?
So first, bravo, because you say Ajaccio. So Corsican people will be proud of you.
Thank you,
you
thank good. You, thank you. respect.
You know, I was playing in Clermont. I was very good connection with the president and my teammates. And after one coach came and was. Catastrophe, but was very. I didn't like this person, so I needed to move. And Ajaccio wanted me, so it was easy because with this coach, I didn't want to play anymore. This coach didn't want me to play anymore, so we stopped the contract.
A perfect story.
Perfect story, romantic story. And after I went to Ajaccio.
Ah, okay. So, how was life in Ajaccio? Because it's an island. To those who don't know, it's in Corsica, and I think the only thing we learn in school about Corsica is that Napoleon Bonaparte was born there. So how was life in Corsica for you?
I think if I need to compare, maybe it's difficult to compare, but it's more close to you, Corsica. To Lithuanian than France to Lithuanian, because it's people who are very proud to be Corsican, like Lithuanian are proud to be Lithuanian. They want to save their country, they want to save their island. So it's more close to Lithuania than France. You know, the life is top there. It's unbelievable. You have the sea, you have an amazing person with big heart. I met my wife there. My child come born there. You know, it's even now my parents came there, so no, Corsica, it's unbelievable.
Did you manage to play in the Corsica Derby? The
yes,
it's Ajaccio versus what's the Gazelle?
Gazelle Ajaccio.
Gazelle. How was it? Because I've read that it's kind of fierce. Because
yes, it's good. It's I play football for this. That's why I was telling you before. Football without fun is nothing. I had too much. Not dangerous. I cannot compare this derby to when I was playing Wisla Cracovia. This is totally different.
The holy war.
This is derby.
Yeah, we'll go
but,
over to.
But also in Ajaccio, you know, it's small public, but they hate each other and can be good also.
Because it's interesting, because it's so it's a small of an island.
But it's always like this. It's always when it's small and it's really close city that it's it's more dangerous.
That's a huge rivalry. You told me already, but I also knew that you met your wife there. How did you two meet? Is she Corsican? She was born there?
Yeah, she's born there. She made all her life there, but she's Portuguese. She has Portuguese parents.
Ah, okay.
And she was in the bar, and I was thinking she's very pretty. So what I make? I look.
So you made your move.
Then I made my first step to ask her name, because she was with a friend. So I asked her if I can take some coffee, or not coffee because I hate this. But some.
You don't drink coffee.
Don't speak about coffee.
Because I don't as well.
Of course, who can drink coffee? What is it?
I can totally agree.
You can
with
speak
you
about coffee. Let's talk about it.
Okay. Coffee. I hate coffee. No,
of course.
I hate the feeling.
Who can? I don't. I cannot understand. I will never understand, because when I was a child, they told me, yes, but you will see when you will be adult, you will love coffee. So when? Now I am 28. When I will be 50?
Maybe. Because I've seen on Instagram that Eddie likes coffee.
Yes, every time he told me, and even this morning he came with this coffee. But I say, how you can drink this shit?
Okay, so yeah,
so yes, come back.
Yeah, let's go back.
And I ask her if I can speak with her when her friend will leave, and she told me okay. So I met her. So I make some jokes and.
That's what you do.
Yeah,
actually.
This is the best solution.
How long are you together now?
Now more than 4 years.
More than 4 years. Oh, nice. So she went with you to Poland and
yes,
Belgium, and then
she's very courageous. She make an unbelievable choice, because when we was together in 6 months, sorry, even maybe less than 6 months. She stopped everything because she worked there. She stopped her job, she stopped her work to follow me in Cracovia. It was a big step for her, because she leaves a family for the first time. She leaves a Corsica. And I was so grateful when she made this.
So it was in February 2017, another winter transfer window. And you leave Ajaccio for Wisla Kraków. So how did this move came to be? So how did you learn that Wisla is interested in you, and then you went there, or what happened? Why did you think that you need to leave Ajaccio for?
You know, when I was in Ajaccio, I play also something like 65 game. I think I have something like 120 game in second league in France. And after, I wanted to move because I knew the league now perfect. 120 games, it's a lot. So I wanted to have new challenge. And I didn't make good season this last year to move in first league in France. So I didn't have a possibility to go there. And I wanted to move, and Wisla called me. What they make, because me, like I told you, I like too much support. They send me video of supporter of Wisla, just this. And I say, okay, give me tickets, and I because for me it's all my life.
Yeah. So I've seen your other interview. You felt like a celebrity even going to Wisla. Not you didn't even need to start playing to feel the celebrity there. Yeah, because of the social networks.
Yes. When I remember I was in the plane to go in Wisla, and I watched something on Snapchat. I cannot say the name of the social network.
Please do.
Okay.
Please do.
Yeah, we are like friends.
Yeah.
So on Instagram or Snapchat, something like this. And I put something like two hands who pray with this pen, you know. And after they put this on the biggest newspaper then, like Hugo Vidémon is coming. And for me, it was new. And like I told before, when we were speaking about it, when I was walking on the street, every time they stopped me to take picture, even with my wife, and was first time for her, so she was surprised. She was a little bit shocked. So it's totally different than here.
So how did you feel in the team? How did the other players of the team met you, or what happened there? How did you feel playing for Kraków, for Wisla Kraków? Yeah.
To be honest, I feel more family in Vilnius than there. There it's more personality. Maybe when I was there, here we think more like a team. There was maybe more individuality. So it was a little bit difficult for me. I was the only guy who speak French, so it was more hard to be there than in Vilnius.
And so you've told a bit about this, but how are the fans there? Because I think Poland is notorious and well known for its passionate and sometimes even aggressive fans. How was it for you there?
It was top. It was amazing. Amazing feeling when I start to play there with in front of minimum 20,000 people at home or away, who was singing, who was, it's the best feeling.
So I know that there is this, and you've already told a bit about that, this huge rivalry between Wisla and Cracovia, and it's even called the Holy War because it's so passionate and it's been going for the last 100 years at least. So did you manage to play in those derbies?
No, I came in Wisla and they played few days ago against Cracovia, so I couldn't play. And when I leave Wisla, they was playing maybe 1 week after against Cracovia. And I made just six months, so I didn't play this derby. But I play this against Legia, Varsovia, and this was also top. It was a big game with, you know, the spider cam up in the stairs.
Like in the Champions League.
Yes, yes, this one. When I saw this, I wanted to stop and just to watch.
And how it's working, how it's doing, all the stuff. But you told me that you felt as a celebrity because the fans of Wisla was stopping you in the street and taking pictures.
Not especially on me, you know, but like all the player of Wisla, not particularly on me, but when you play in Wisla, it's like this.
Did you feel any, I don't know, any anything from the Cracovia fans? Did they tell you somewhere something?
No, never, never. But you know, I think it's more Wisla. Cracovia is more for Wisla, and it's biggest club. Even in the street, in the cities, we can see the tag from Wisla, but never from Cracovia. So it's never happened that some guy told me bad things about it.
Mm-hmm. Ah, so yeah, well, I really like this ultras thing that they are fighting against each other, not against the team and the players.
No, it's okay. Even if he come, no problem.
Yeah, you can.
No, but I mean, it's football. No, I don't have problem with this.
Yeah, the rivalry is very normal to football. So, but staying in Wisla, playing in Wisla was not the happiest season in your career, yeah?
But because it started by lying, you know. When I came there, we was scared to have problem with salary. So my agent was in the table with me. I was in the table and was the sport director in front of me. And before to sign, we asked him, but tell me the truth, we don't have any problem with salary, no late salary. He told me, come on, you go. If I want you to come here, if I make transfer, of course we don't have any problem with salary. If not, we will not take new players. So I said, okay, super. So we signed the contract. And I remember I came the first day in the dressing room and I asked when my teammate was a Spanish guy. I say, just one question like to know, but everything is good with salary. He look at me, he say, good, what good? Now we were watching since 3 months. And now I understood that they start to lie me, and this, it's not good because I have respect, I give respect, but when you don't respect me back, I don't like this. So I start a little bit to fight with the sport director because he didn't tell me the truth, and since this day start to be problem with me.
Yeah, because I know that you had some, like, were you even banned from going to the training?
Yes, and after that I have also this sometimes I make I can be nervous sometimes, so I can make some stupid things, and sometimes I make some trouble. So I remember I couldn't go to the dressing room to change with them, even to see them was a difficult moment.
But I think it's weird because you're like, you're a professional footballer, you're not injured, and you just can't even go to trainings.
Yeah, that's why I watched this on the social network, because some supporter was asking why Hugo Videmont is not in the group, why he never play, blah, blah, blah. And they start to ask me also on Twitter. And I say one time, I say, stop. Stop to ask me about any injuries, because I don't have any injuries. And when Wisla saw this, they say, okay, now it's better to call him back on training because they start to ask too much question. So sometimes it's good to use a social network.
And sometimes I think it's, especially in Poland, the clubs are kind of afraid of the fans.
Because fans, it's fans who manage the club.
yeah, because they can give a lot of pressure for like the sponsor.
When it's big club, it's like this. When it's big club, club from the city, and Wisla is club from the city. So it's like this.
Because I remember it was a couple of years before you came to Žalgiris. Žalgiris played Lechia, I think it was, from Poland as well. And they, I kind of don't remember if they lost. No, it was 0-0. So there were like 1,000 of Polish fans, and the team after that went there, and the fans were shouting on them and saying, you should have done this, you should have done that. So it's kind of that thing in Poland.
I think it's same in France. But you know, it's football. If you accept to be support when everything is good, you need to accept to be whistled when things are not good. It's too easy to say, every time they whistle on me or they insult me, blah blah. But I like when they support me. Oh, okay. So if you like when they support, okay, accept when they don't support.
But I don't meet a lot of football players who think that like you do. That's very interesting and kind of a refreshing to hear that.
Yes, because you know, football players are in one one group, every time they think like this. But me, I'm not this player who think with the support we have. I have support mind maybe, so it's different. But I know that a lot of players will not say this because it's easier to say they insult me every time, blah blah blah. Okay, so it's easier to say this, yeah, but so, it's not the truth.
So you played how many 8 games in Wisla or something?
Yes,
like
something
that.
Like this. Yes. Yeah. It was, very short.
Yeah. So, and then you left Wisla in order to join FC Tubize.
Tubize. Yes.
Am I pronouncing it
perfect? Tubize.
Thank you. So, and you went from the second French league, you went to the first Polish league, then you went to the second Belgian league. How was it? How was it FC Tubize for you? Was it a good season? What was the team like?
So first, when I leave, you know, in football, they forgot everything fast. You can be hit and 2 months after we'll be hit. So when I went in Wisla and I didn't play football since 8 games, since 6 months, you know, there are not a lot of clubs who believe in you anymore. So I didn't have a lot of options, and I have Tubize, and you know, there's a lot of top players who are very good and who don't have contract, who don't have club. So sometimes you need to go to make one step little bit down to go up again. And when I have this possibility to go there, I didn't think too much, and I was thinking this club I can play, I can be good, and my choice was fast taken.
So how did you do in Belgium? Did you play well? Did you score a lot of goals? How was it for you?
No, I didn't score a lot of goals, and I didn't show my best. But because, like I was telling you before in the first question, I think, or in the first questions, we was 2 times relegation. We was almost every time losing the game. We didn't have possession. We didn't have the ball. And I'm not this player who can be good if we don't have the ball. I'm not this player who run a lot, who defend. It's not my style. So if we don't have the ball, how I can be good? This is the question. I don't like to have excuses, but this is real.
Yeah. So yeah, true. So and then we finally come to the most important,
the best club,
and the best club. Finally, yeah, this one, the one that you and I have here. So the year is 2019. You played for AFC Tubize, and how did you learn that Žalgiris is interested in you? And what did you think about this, I think, not too much known club from a kind of a faraway country?
So I didn't know the club. I didn't know the club. And the sport director contacted me straight in Facebook. Mm-hmm. You know, I stopped my contract in Tubize in May, something like this. And June, July, I have some possibility, but I refused. I didn't want. And we were in August, and Žalgiris came. So in Facebook, he started to speak with me, and was fast. Maybe in 1 or 2 days, we find an agreement together.
So it didn't take you too long to.
No, because like I told you, there is a lot of players who are very good who don't have contract, and it's a chance to have a contract. And after he told me that Žalgiris is the biggest club of Baltic, that we will play for the title, for the league, that we play for the cup, we will play for the Super Cup. This changed everything. Now, before I was playing to don't go down, and now I play for win the league. So, who can say not?
Kind of a difference. What did your wife tell you about this? what did she think about going to?
My wife, she is always positive, and always she's ready for the adventure. So she's like this every time. Every time I have a new club, she start to check the city, the flat, and she told me. I think 1 hour after the sport director asked me, she said, "Oh, but we can find this flat." She's this kind of woman who is ready for everything.
Ah, nice. That's very nice.
It's easier for me to have this kind of wife with me. That's a wife who, you know, is negative, who say, "Oh, but maybe it's cold there. Maybe we will miss family." Blah blah.
Yeah, but you know, she's sacrificing something in order for you to pursue your football dream. So the start when you arrived. Well, I remember when you arrived. It was the start of the of your spell here wasn't too successful, right?
Yes, because sometimes we ask me this. Even last time I was speaking with Mickey, I think, or one player told me, but it was not the same last year than when you came. I say, of course, but when you don't play since 4 months, it's difficult to be ready straight. Because I stop in Belgium and I have this injury on my ankle, and I stop in April. So it was April, May, June, July, August without football. And when I came here, it was the middle of season, even the end of season, so it was difficult to be ready. So it was not the best Hugo this year.
So how did the team and the coach, João Martins was the coach then, yeah? How did the team and the coach accept you as a new player coming in, like for the last third of the season?
It was difficult because they knew that they need time, but we didn't have time because we needed to be ready fast. So I was working more than I need. Maybe sometimes I was running alone. Sometimes I was making two trainings individually because I know that I was not ready. So I think everybody understood that was difficult for me.
After the season ended, the 2019 season ended, Žalgiris was second in the league. Did you think of staying, or did you have any thoughts like of, well, it's not too good for me, so I might be leaving?
I was here since 3 months, so it would be crazy if I already say, okay, I want to leave. No, I know my quality. I know that I can show more, so it would be stupid if I say to the president, okay, now it's done, let me leave. No, why? Mm-hmm. I have everything to prove, so it's not good to leave the club by like this.
So, and then it came the 2020 season. It started okay, but then all this COVID thing started. How weird was that? That you have to, like, you played only two games or three games? The team played only
yes.
a couple of
it was
games.
Problem for the team, but for me was not bad because I make good preseason, good friendly game, and I make my partial rupture of ACL. So I was injury 2 months. So I couldn't play the Super Cup and the first game. And I was recovering, you know. So when they stopped from Corona, for me, was not bad because I was thinking, okay, I have more time to come back.
To recover.
Yes.
It was included in your recovery time. So what did you do besides of recovery during the COVID, especially when the quarantine was, at first it was quite strict. You can go outside only with the mask, etc. So what did you do? What did you do with your wife and your
first when we was allowed to leave? I visit a lot of things. I remember we start to visit the country. We go in some place. We go in Trakai. We go in Kaunas. We go in the zoo in Kaunas. We go also I don't know some lakes in Vilnius to chill because it was difficult to stay in the flat, so we made a lot of things. It's better to make a lot of things when it's like this, because to stay at home it's boring.
Yeah, because but what you did actually, you actually did the same things that a lot of people in Lithuania did. Like they started sightseeing and going these tracks
in
the forest as well. So, how do you find Vilnius for you? Is it good city for you to live, with you and your family?
Yes, but straight we fall in love with Vilnius with my wife when we start to walk in Gediminas or in the biggest place. You know, it's like a cozy city, a safe city, and there's a lot of things for children, you know, like playground or a lot of park, and for us it's top.
I think if you compare it like to Marseille, it's very safe city.
Yeah, it's opposite. Yeah, I don't say that it's better, but it's opposite. But if I need to compare to, you know, was like Cracovia. We also love too much this city, and it's a little bit close.
Yeah.
Like,
yes, a lot of culturally, I think, and even architecture is similar.
Yes, and like a lot of parks, a green green space, and top.
Ah, cool. So, how did you feel? Well, when the season first restarted, you started playing without spectators. Even though you don't see many people in the stadium in Lithuania, even if people are allowed, how did it feel for you to play without?
So it was just the first game, if I remember. It was just the first derby against Riteri, but mm-hmm. no people. After that, I think it was people, if I remember. You know, I told you before, we play for supporters. Supporter is has same importance than the players. So for me, it's not the same taste. It's really not boring, but it's really bad feeling to play without them.
Did you hear them? Did you hear Pietų 4 when you were playing in the European tournaments? Because I think you played against Paide, and there were a lot of people just outside the stadium and just clapping and,
yes,
and shouting.
It's always good because you know that you are not alone, even if there are 1, 2, 3, 5, 10. We need to know that we are supported by people, so it's top feeling.
even during the Super Cup, there
yes.
were some people just in
yes,
the
yes, I saw.
In the small
I saw.
In the small forests.
It's even more painful to lose the game after that.
Yeah,
we know
I
that
think,
they are here.
I think it is because some people like mm-hmm. even some people might even have broken some rules to go here because
yes.
you still.
I remember when we played in Bodø in Norway, it was maybe 10 supporters from Žalgiris.
Oh yeah. I know. I think I know a couple of them personally who went there too. But this is great for you. This is what you like the most.
This is when I saw. I didn't saw during the game. I watched after when we go after the game. I wanted to go in the dressing room and they say no, come to the supporter. And I said, but they are here. I was shocked, and it was again more painful.
So when you arrived, João Martins was the coach, and then last season you had Alexei Baga. Now we have Vladimir Čaburin. How are they different? What are the main differences in their coaching and the philosophy of the game?
Their name.
Sorry?
Their name is not the same name. This is the difference. This is easy answer.
Are they different in their styles of?
Of course, they are different. Every coach has his philosophy. But with Martins, I was just 3 months and mm-hmm. He already made his philosophy. So it's more difficult for me to speak about this. And now, you know, they have a different style, different philosophy. So we need to manage with this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I know that your best friend in the team for the last 1.5 season was Donovan Slengard.
Who?
Donovan. Donny. Donny, yeah.
He
left and you don't remember him. So, told more about your connection, because I've seen an interview that you said that he helped you at the start.
Yes,
and he helped you.
Yes, a lot. When I came, he helped me a lot by a lot of things, to pick me on the hotel, to go in training, to show me the good places, to go to eat somewhere, even on the field. No, he was really top, really top.
How disappointed were you to learn that he's not coming back?
I was shocked. I was. It's football, but it was difficult. Yes.
Yeah, because I've checked his Facebook, and you just left like 5 hearts.
Yes, of course, but it's difficult to speak about it because it's a choice. The club makes the choice. So,
do you still talk with him?
Yes, almost every day.
Oh, almost nice. Every day. So yes, you still have this connection.
Yes, of course. But for example, I will put something in one social network. He will answer, and we will speak something like this every time. So sometimes we call. Yes, of course, it's my friend.
And who are your, like? Are there any people like this now in the team? Are you?
But I have good connection with the French guys. Very mm-hmm. good connection. But I'm good with everybody, to be honest. Everybody, but okay, and maybe not like with Denis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, because
it was first time in football that I have this connection with one guy, even when I was playing in France. So
okay.
It's difficult to have to find back this connection.
So he's like kind of your not only good footballing friend, but also just a simple friend.
Yes, of course. Yes, he was coming in my home every time we was together in the dressing room. Yes.
Nice.
And so, we were playing the same side in football. So
oh yeah, that's the connection as well.
Yes, it's important.
One after.
Yes, yes.
After,
when after someone dribbled me, he come.
he comes to fight mm-hmm. that person who does that to you. Now looking back to your career, you're now like 28 years old.
Yes, I'm old.
I'm 35, so that's...
Yes, but you don't play football.
Well, yeah, that's also true. But I'm still younger than Miki.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
A year or so.
But he don't look. He don't look 26. So he ran like 22 years old.
Yeah. He's looking back to whole of your career, are there any things that you regret? Like any moves that you... any teams that you played, went to play, or you didn't accept any offers? Or something like that.
I have this philosophy to never regret, you know, because
it's mine as well.
Yes, if you make something, if you make this choice, it's that you needed to make choice.
Mm-hmm.
So I never regret my move, especially my move in the clubs. Maybe I made sometimes the bad choice. This is, you can say that you make bad choice without regret. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm honest. I say sometimes I didn't make the good choice, but I don't regret because if I do it, it's because I wanted to do so.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's what do you have any like footballing dreams? Like
yes.
Some big things that you think? Can you tell us about it? About it?
It's not far away. It's to play Champions League.
In the group stage and
yes. to hear the music. Yes, my answer is this, to hear the Champions League music.
Will you be one of those who are singing together when they're hearing? Because sometimes when you watch the games, you can see some people are mouthing the words.
Yes,
even Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yes, of course, because it's his competition. Yes, even me in front of my TV, I think my lips are moving.
It's like you're not even thinking about it. It's just automatic. Yeah. So, were you at some point thinking that you wish to play for the national team of France?
You know, so difficult to play. There's so many players. When I was, I think, 70s, I was in the big list, but not mm-hmm. in the short list. In the big list, but I didn't go. And now maybe Didier Deschamps, the coach of the France,
mm-hmm.
he has to make choice between me and Mbappe. I think he will
choose. He would choose the younger one, I think.
Yes, I think just because
he's the younger. Yeah.
So I think no chance. Or maybe on the right, but Dembele also is.
Oh yeah, so you have to. But then he's also younger, so
he's younger. Yes. So maybe with Olivier Giroud in front because he's older than me.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have my chance.
Couple of years, so 20, 24 maybe. Or so.
Yes.
So would you, let's say it's a hypothetical situation, would you consider playing, like getting a nationality of another country to play for that
no.
team? No?
No, I don't like this. Why? Because, the husband of my grandma was a Lithuanian, so I can play for Lithuania, no? It's in the blood. If you are not Lithuanian, you don't have to play for Lithuania.
Okay. Respect. Yeah, because I kind of understand that also. So we're moving towards the end of this chat. What are your goals for 2021 season for the team and personally as well? What you're trying to achieve this year?
The first to win back the league, because when you are Žalgiris, it's a must to be the best team in the country, and of course to make something in Europe. I don't know now which one. But we have all this dream, not dream, but this objective, this goal to make something.
And to hear that Champions League music in the stadium.
Of course, but this will be difficult. But if you don't have the goal to play Champions League, okay, so you go when you will have Champions League game, what you do? You go on the pitch and you let them to win? No, you need to think about it. Okay, maybe we'll play, I don't know, Sevilla or... or Liverpool, because now they are not in good position.
they might not even be in the Champions League.
But Van Dijk is not better than Tatamirovic.
Yeah, well, or, I think it's kind of...
Alexander-Arnold is not better than Mikolinas. No, on the pitch is human versus human.
Cool. So good luck with the season. And thanks for meeting me here. And thanks for chatting here. I think it was very interesting for our viewers and fans of Žalgiris to learn more about you. So. Thank you, Hugo.
No, it was a pleasure, and I will check it.
Yeah, you should. You should do, see what we did cut off.
Yes.
So cool. Thank you.
No problem.